हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Until now, the important point, what has been established is, after a long discussion, moksha requires only jnanam. Kevala jnanena moksha. Knowledge of the reality, obtaining as the very swarupam of one's own self, itself is moksha. Knowledge and moksha are identical. Knowledge itself is freedom. So for freedom, for moksha, what is required is only jnanam. It cannot be, need not be combined with karma, any type of karma. And knowledge need not be followed by any other practices also. Knowledge itself is freedom. And that assimilated knowledge can be accomplished by Shravanam. So Shravanam, in Shravanam, one has to focus on what one is understanding from the teaching. Then in Mananam, one has to understand the teaching from the standpoint of others' views, in order not to be confused, at the same time to see the fallacies in others' views. Then finally, Nidhyasanam will help one assimilate what one has clearly understood. So, kevalam jnanam eva mokshaya alam. Whereas, karma, of course, is required for preparing the mind for jnanam. And it was said very clearly in the whole teaching, Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear. Even if a person is given to the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam, Shravanam, and what prevents him from enjoying the benefit of knowledge, what prevents a person from claiming the moksha being one's own swarupam is the pratibandha, the obstacles caused by one's own papa karmas of the past life. And those papams, that is why even a person who is given to the discipline of Shravanam also must continue one's karma yoga lifestyle. Even before aspiring for jnanam also one must live a life of karma yoga. Not that one must finish the karma yoga life and then start listening. That's not true. Even while listening, Shravanam, a person doing also, one must live a life of karma yoga. That is made very clear. While pursuing the jnanam, being given to the discipline of Shravanam also, one must live a life of karma yoga. One must live one's life very, very consciously, that one does not, unknowingly also does not do papa karma. Unknowingly we may do, knowingly definitely we cannot do papa karma. And such a life, it takes long, some time for a person to have the obstacles removed. And obstacles are removed only when the papams are neutralized. And neutralization of papam is possible only when tap Bhagavan's grace. And the great tapping Bhagavan's grace is possible only when you earn punyam. And the punyam you can earn only when you do the right action. This is how Shastra Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada, presents the teaching. So karma is not undervalued, or underestimated, or undermined. Of course, karma has its own role play in serving as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. means karma definitely contributes for preparing the mind for jnanam in terms of mental purification and mental steadiness. Naischalyam, shuddhi, both are important factors. Therefore, karma can be combined with the jnanam, not simultaneously, but sequentially. This has been established until now. So now we are entering into a new topic. Purapakshi is another doubt. Page number 380, I'm reading. Evam tarhi ashramantaranupapattihi. Evam tarhi. So that evam tarhi, evam, in this manner, tarhi if. If so. Yadi means if. But evam tarhi also means what? If that is so, evam tarhi, ashramantara anupapattihi, karma nimittatvad vidya utpattehe. Very nice. Karma nimittatvad, purapakshi is, karma nimittatvad vidya utpattehe, garhasthyecha vihitani karmani iti ekashramyameva, ekashramyameva atascha yavajjivadishrutayah anukulataraah syuh. Read again. Evam tarhi ashramantaranupapattihi. What he says, Purapakshi here. Okay, I accept exactly what you say now. What is that? Knowledge alone is the only means of attainment of mokshaha. What is that? The previous sentence you have to remember. Kevalaya kevalayaha vidyayaha eva paramsheyaha. Please remember the previous sentence of Shankaracharya's in page number 378. Kevalayaha vidyayaha eva paramsheyaha. Paramsheyaha, the absolute good in terms of mokshaha, is only accomplished only through mere knowledge. By knowledge alone, it was made clear. But he also said, Shankara Bhagavatpada, karma vidishruti nam avirodaha. So this jnanakandaha does not contradict the karma, karma kanda statement, teaching. Karma kanda does not contradict with this jnanakanda, because they are two different shastrams playing two different roles, serving two different purposes. So he said, this is the same exactly Shankaracharya made it very clear in the previously. For jnana utpattihi, for the rising of the knowledge and to enjoy the benefit of the jnana, jnana pala upabhogartham, jnana utpattyartham, for these two, pratibandhas must be neutral, resolved, removed. If the obstacles have to be resolved, removed, for which papams must be neutralized. Duritani must be neutralized. If duritas have to be neutralized, one must have punya. One must have Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace is, I mean, we have to bring in Bhagavan's grace, okay? Not simply, you say, okay, perform actions, only right actions. Do pujas, prayers, worship, japa, and do all righteous actions. Don't do papa karma. What happens? You earn punyam. And the punyam you earn means what? You're tapping Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace will help you what? Remove the papams get neutralized. The papams are neutralized, then obstacles also will be resolved. Thereby, antakarnam becomes qualified for jnana. So karma becomes an indirect means of attainment of moksha. This Shankara Bhagavatpada made it clear before. Therefore, now Purapakshi's question. Purapakshi's question is based on karma's role of karma in attainment of moksha as an indirect means. By contributing for Antakarna Shuddhi and Antakarna Naishchalyam. So what he says, Evam Tarhi, if that is so. Is it clear now what is that is so? If Jnanam is an indirect means, if karma is an indirect means of attainment of moksha, Jnanam is the direct means, Evam so. Okay, Evam Tarhi. If that is so, Ashramantara Anupapattihi. Ashramantaram means what? Other ashrama. Anupapattihi. Other ashramantarasya anupapattihi means assumption of another, taking to another ashrama or going to another ashrama is not necessary. Ashramantarasya anupapattihi. There is no necessity for the another ashramaha. Sannyasa ashramaha is not necessary. Even vanaprastha is not necessary. Then what should you do? One can continue to be a grihastha ashrami. Okay? Why one continue to be a grihastha ashrami? Reason is karma nimittatvat vidya utpattehe. Vidya utpattehe means what? For the rising of knowledge. For the rising of jnanam, karma is anyway, karma also plays its role. Karma is instrumental. Karma nimittatvat. Karma is instrumental. How? By way of serving as indirect means of attainment of moksha. There is a karma. Karma has its role play in the rising of the jnanam, attainment of moksha. Or he says, karma nimittatvat. As there is necessity of karma in attaining jnanam or moksha, rising of the jnanam, as an indirect means, karma nimittatvat vidya utpattehe. Therefore, because of that reason, see, vidya utpattehe utpattau karma nimittam. Karmanaha karma nimittam. Karma is instrumental in the attainment of jnanam. How karma, performance of karma contributes for accumulation of punyam. Punyam resolves the papam. Punyam utilizes the papam. Papam helps a person resolve the pratibandhas. Thereby knowledge rises. Therefore, karma is instrumental indirectly, not directly for moksha, but karma is definitely contributing for the rising of the jnanam indirectly. Therefore, ashramantara anupapattihi. Impossibility of non-requirement, that's the correct answer, non-requirement of another ashrama. And he says, garhasthyecha, and he says, garhasthyam means grihastha ashrama sambandham is called garhasthyam. Anything pertaining to grihastha ashrama is said to be garhasthyam. Garhasthyecha means only in duties pertaining to grihastha ashrama, karmani vihitani, vihitani karmani. All the rituals, all the karmas have been prescribed only as the duties of a grihastha. All the rituals have been prescribed only as duties pertaining to a grihastha, which means a sannyasi cannot perform nityanaimittika karmani. A vanaprasthi also cannot perform nityanaimittika karmani. So brahmacharya of course cannot do what a grihastha is qualified to do. Therefore, he says, from brahmacharya ashrama, one can become a grihastha and one can stop remaining a grihastha. One does not need to become a vanaprasthi or a sannyasi. Why? Only if a person continues to be a grihastha, he alone will be eligible to perform all the rituals. Because karmani vihitani, all the rituals have been prescribed only as duties of a grihastha. Garhastyecha vihitani karmani. Iti, eka ashramyameva. Ekashramyameva. Ekashramyam means what? All the rituals which have been prescribed as the duties of a grihastha are pertaining to only one ashramaha. Ekashramyam means pertaining to one ashrama is called ekashramyam. Eka ashrama sambandhi karmani, ekashramya karmani. Okay. So, ekashramya meva. So, there must be only one ashrama. Ataha, therefore. See, Purupakshi clean gives his own clean reasons. Purupakshi does not argue, no, politely presents all his reasons why there must be only grihastha ashrama. Why do you, then, oh, nice, then remove sannyasa ashrama. Remove vanaprastha ashrama. Grihastha ashrama is enough. Why? Only a grihastha can do all karmas. He must do karmas in order to become mentally pure. And once become pure, then he doesn't need ashrama. Jnana utpatti does not depend upon sannyasa ashrama. Jnana utpatti is dependent only on mental purification. And for which one needs to do karma. Therefore, grihastha ashramaha is enough. Ekashramyam eva. Ataha, atascha, ataha cha, atascha, and therefore, yavad jivadi shrutayaha. Yavat jivam. Yavat jivans, as long as one lives. Yavat jivati. As long as one lives, one must perform rituals. Okay, there are some statements like that. Who say that? Okay, yavat jivadi shrutayaha. There are shruti statements which say one must perform rituals as long as one is alive. Such statements, anukulataraha syuhu, means what? Anukulataraha means they'll become more favorable statements. So there are Vedic statements which state one must perform as long as one lives. And such statements are known as yavat jivadi shrutayaha. And such statements, yavat jivadi shrutayaha, anukulataraha syuhu, they may become or they will become favorable statements if we perform the rituals, which means what? Other ashrama is not required. Is it clear? That is his argument. Evam tarhi ashramantara anupapattihi karma nimittatvat vidya utpattehe. So, vidya utpattau karma nimittam asti. Garhastyecha vihitani karmani ekashramyameva. Ataha cha yavajjivadi shrutayo anukulataraha syuhu. Ataha cha yavat jivadi shrutayaha anukulataraha syuhu. If that is so, any other ashrama is not tenable because karma is the cause for the rise of knowledge. And all the karmas are enjoined in grihastha ashrama only. Therefore, there can only be one ashrama. And also, the shrutis that talk about karmas having to be done as long as one lives, etc., will become favorable. Do you want me to read the whole thing or I can move on to the next one? Okay. Evam tarhi, if this is so, ashramantara anupapattihi, any other ashrama is not possible. Why? Because other ashramas are not meant for karma, but for vidya. Karma nimittatvat vidya utpattehe, vidyayaha utpattihi, vidyotpattihi. Tasyaha karma nimittatvat. For the rise of knowledge, there is dependence upon karma. How does it mean there is no other ashrama possible? Because garhasthecha vihitani karmani. All the karmas are enjoined only for a grihastha. Grihastha alone is qualified to do karma. Because most of the shrauta karmani, shrauta karmas. What is shrauta karma, you know? Karmas prescribed by the shruti, prescribed in the shruti are known as shrauta karmani. Anything pertaining to shruti is called shrautam. In fact, shrauti is a Brahmin surname. In Tamil, it is shrauti hal. They say shrauti means the person who is given to the performance of rituals or Vedic way of life specifically. Is called, one of his surnames is shrauti. But here, shrauta karma means anything pertaining to shruti is called shrauta. Okay, shrauta karmas are performed by the person with patni. So, grihasthashrama alone is qualified to do, grihastha alone. Grihastha means householder. Grihe tishtati iti grihastha. Know that grihe tishtati iti grihastha. One who remains at home is called grihastha. Now, strictly following the curfew, we're all grihasthas now. Okay? Sarve grihastha. Sanyasi is a grihastha. Vanaprasthi is a grihastha. Everybody is a grihastha now. Why? You all know the reason. So grihastha literally means one who remains at home is a grihastha. But generally, the person who has family responsibilities is called a grihastha. So here, grihastha alone is qualified to do karma because most of the shrauta karmas are performed by the person with patni. Wife, standing patni is a ikaranta strilinga shabdha. Patni, wife standing by the side of him. So, karma anushtanam means what? Performance of karma. Karma anushtanam means performance of karma. Karma anushtanam is possible only in garhasthya. Garhasthyam means grihastha ashrama. Ashrama pertaining to grihastha is called garhasthyam, garhasthya ashrama. So garhasthye means grihastha ashrame. Okay. Therefore, there is ekashramaha. Ekashramaha. Only one ashramaha. Aikashramyam is a taddhita word. See, taddhita, I have to teach taddhita affixes. We form lot of nouns based on place, based on father's name, mother's name, or place name. we form tadita affixes are there. I have to teach you yet tadita. Like Janakasya putri Janaki, Mithilayaha Mahila Maithili, Dasharathasya putraha Dasharathihi. You know, like this. Now, Mahachamasaha, Mahachamasasya putra Apatyam Puman Mahachamasyaha. They're all Taddhita names. Like that, Aikashramyam, Garhastyam. They're all words, means Taddhita Padani, Taddhitanta Padani. They have Taddhita affixes. Okay, Aikashramyam means forming a noun based on another name. Taddhita. So, Eka Ashramasya Bhavaha. Aikashramyam. There is only one ashrama. No, how to put simply, Ekaha Eva Ashramaha Asti. This is kindergarten language. Okay, Ekaha Eva Ashramaha Asti. There's only one ashramaha. Grihastashrame Eva Karmani Vihitani. Grihastashramasya Manushyasya Eva Karmani Vihitani. The simple language. The Bhashma is too big, okay? Take it easy. There is only one ashramaha. And that is Grihastashramaha. In Sannyasa Ashrama, you give up all karmas. So, there is no possibility of Vidya. What for then is Sannyasa Ashrama? Therefore, performing karma remain a Grihastaha. There are Shrutis such as, Yavat Jivam Agnihotram Juhuyat. Yavat Jivam Agnihotram Juhuyat. Yavat Jivam means Yavat Jivati. Make it Yavat Jivam. As long as life is, so long one should perform Agnihotram ritual. Juhuyat. One should perform. The ling verb. There are Shrutis, means what? Shruti statements such as Yavat Jivam Agnihotram Juhuyat. What is the meaning? May one perform Agnihotram ritual as long as one lives. And Kurvan Neveha Karmani Yijivishet Shatagum Samaha. Kurvan neveha karmani jiji vishet shatam samaha shatagum samaha. So, may one desire to live jiji vishet. Jiji vishati wants to live. It's a desiderative word. Jiji vishati. Jivitum ichati. Jiji vishati. Jiji Vishati means wants to live, desirous of living. Say Jiji Vishati. It is called a desiderative verb. Jiji Vishet is a ling. One should desire to live. One must desire to live. Jiji Vishet. Jivitum Ichet. One should desire to live. How long? Shatam Samaha. The mantra is Shatagum Samaha. 100 years. Samaha is. 100 years, one should desire to live. How should one desire? Karmani Kurvan Yeva Iha. Karmani Kurvan. We learn Shatru Antam Padam. Karoti Kurvan. Gachati Gachan Patati Patan Karoti Kurvan. So performing karma. Kurvan Yeva, always performing karma. Karma, karmani kurvan Yeva, iha, in this world, one should desire to live for 100 years. This is another statement. So, Yavat Jivam Agnihotram Juhyat, one statement. Karmani, jiji, karmani, kurvan Yeva, iha, karmani, ஜிஜிவிஷே சதம் சமாஹா இஸ் அண்டர் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். லைக் தட் வி ஹவ் சோ மெனி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் சுவாமிஜி ஹஸ் கிவன் டூ ஹியர். இஃப் ஒன் வாண்ட்ஸ் டு லிவ் 100 இயர்ஸ் மே ஹி ரிமைன் பர்ஃபார்மிங் கர்மாஸ். One can easily accommodate these vakyas if you accept grihastha ashrama only. You do not have to interpret them in any way. Therefore, there are no other ashramas, including sannyasa ashramaha. Ashramantaram includes vanaprastha ashrama also, which is preparatory to sannyasa. If sannyasa ashramaha is useless, vanaprastha ashramaha also is useless. It's not necessary. Therefore he says, with this teaching is over. Purapakshi's view is presented only until this paragraph. Okay? And what is coming next is, introduction to Shankar Bhagavatpada's comment. Siddhant, answer. Okay? This is what you have to differentiate. I haven't made all these details, didn't show you. Please, otherwise you won't be confused. This paragraph in 381, second paragraph, Purapakshi's view is over. Now, Swamiji's introduction to Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer. So this argument is not right. Is it clear? You have to make a note there. Make a note. This argument is not right. We have to accept Brahmacharya Ashramaha until marriage. You cannot say Sannyasa Ashramaha is not there. Because the same Shastram says one can take to Sannyasa when one develops this passion. Therefore, there are other ashramas. I assume you understand, I'm just going ahead. We ask the Purapakshi, why are you dismissing other ashramas? Is it because there are no karmas in other ashramas? Or because karmas have been negated in other ashramas? Or because even though there are karmas in other ashramas, they are not the cause for vidya. That is, they do not remove pratibandhas. All the three reasons are dismissed here. Where in the following Siddhanta. That is why you must make a note of where Swamiji's introduction to Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer, the Siddhanti's answer comes. So what are all the reasons dismissed here? You must make a note. Karmas have been negated in other ashramas, or because even though there are karmas in other ashramas, they are not the cause for vidya. That is, they do not remove pratibandhas. All the three reasons are dismissed here. In other ashramas, karmas are there. See, other ashramas are also karmas are there because every ashrama has one's own ordained duties called ashrama dharmaha. Sannyasi also has sanya dharmas. Sannyasa ashrama has karmas, duties. Vanaprastha ashrama dharma is there. Grihastha ashrama dharma is there. Brahmacharya ashrama dharmas are there. We have varna dharmas, so also we have ashrama dharmas. Every ashrami has one's own prescribed, ordained duties. We can choose an ashrama, but duties we cannot change. We have to do. So it is made very clear. All the three ashrama, in other ashramas, karmas are there. There is no prohibition of karmas in other ashramas. You have to make a note of it. There is no prohibition of karmas in other ashramas. Only certain specific rituals prescribed for a karma yoga, for a grihastha are not there. That does not mean other ashramas do not have any karma at all. No. Every ashrama has its own duties. So here it is said, there is no prohibition of karmas in other ashramas. Again, vidya hetu karma. Vidya hetu karma is not only one type. Vidya hetu karma is what? Vidya hetu karma means any action, any ritual, anything physically done, orally uttered can be a means of preparing the mind for jnana. It does not need to be only rituals prescribed for the karma kanda. Even rituals or other activities which are not prescribed exclusively for karma grihastha ashrami, other activities also, when they are performed in conformity with dharma, they also can contribute for the mental preparation required for jnana. Therefore, he says, vidya hetu karma is not only one type. Only karmas prescribed for the karma grihastha ashrama alone will contribute for preparing the mind for jnana. That is not true. Therefore, he says, vidya hetu karma is not only one type. But there are different types of karmas for removal of pratibandhas. What are they? Like puja, worship, community service, seva, devotional music, and so on. In fact, the devotional music has been highly emphasized in literatures, all literatures, especially that is why we have bhakti literature developed so much in South India, especially Nayanmargal and all of them, because there's also Pratibandha Nivartakam. But there are different types of karmas for removal of pratibandhas, like puja, worship, community service, devotional music, and so on. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, now, I'm going to read the Siddhanta. So where Purapakshi's doubt ends, and where Swamiji's introduction comes, and where Siddhanta begins. Make a note of all these three hereafter. First answer is given. Na. Karma anekatvat. Na. Karma anekatvat. It is not so. What is not so? Sannyasa ashrama not necessary. That is not so. Karma anekatvat. What is the reason? The reason is karma anekatvat. Whenever reason is given, I want you to learn hereafter that reason is always mentioned in fifth case. Anekatvat, hetvarte panchami. Hetvarte panchami means what? Fifth case is used whenever the reason is mentioned, that word must be in fifth case. Hetvarte panchami. The cause, the reason is given. Shankaracharya gives the reason that is not true. Grihastha ashramaha is not the only ashramaha. Other ashramas need not be given up. Why? Because karmas are not only one type of karma. Karma had only one type of karma, which should be performed only by a grihastha. That is not true. There are karmas which should be performed by a grihastha. There are also other many, many, many other karmas which can be performed as a purifying factor by non-grihastha ashramis, people of other ashramas. Is it clear? So karmani anekani. Karmas are, there are many types of karmas available. சோ கர்மா கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வம் அஸ்தி, கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வம் அஸ்தி. கர்மா ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் மெனி, இன்யூமரபிள், ப்ளூரல். கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வம் அஸ்தி, அத கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வாது டியூ டு ஓகே டியூ டு மெனி types of karma. கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வம், கர்ம அநேகத்வம். சிம்பிள் ஆன்சர் இஸ் வாட், கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வம் அஸ்தி. கர்ம ஏகவிதம் ஏவ கர்ம நாஸ்தி, கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வம் அஸ்தி. கர்மணாம் அநேகத்வாது கர்ம அநேகத்வாது டியூ டு த ப்ளூராலிட்டி மெனினஸ் மெனி மெனி கர்மாஸ் கர்ம அநேகத்வாத் சந்நியாசாஶ்ரமஸ்ய உபபத்தி நத் அனுபத்தி. நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ், நஹி அக்னிஹோத்ராதீனி ஏவ கர்மாணி. சோ சங்கராச்சாரியர் இஸ் மென்ஷனிங் அக்னிஹோத்ராதீனி, அக்னிஹோத்ரம் எக்ஸெட்ரா, அக்னிஹோத்ர ஆதீனி, அக்னிஹோத்திரம் முதலிய கர்மங்கள் மட்டுமே கர்மங்கள் அல்ல. அக்னிஹோத்ராதீனி கர்மாணி ந ஹி நஹி அக்னிஹோத்ராதானி அக்னிஹோத்ராதீனி ஏவ கர்மாணி. டோன்ட் டேக் ஓ டோன்ட் திங்க் ஓன்லி கர்மாஸ் லைக் அக்னிஹோத்ராஸ் அலோன் கர்மா. நோ, தேர் ஆர் மெனி அதர் கர்மாணி, மெனி அதர் கர்மாஸ். பிரம்மச்சரியம் தபஹா, சி பியூட்டிஃபுல், இஸ் வெரி நைஸ் போர்ஷன், யூ மஸ்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இட். பிரம்மச்சரியம் தபஹா சத்யவச்சனம் ஷமஹ தமஹ அஹிம்சா இத்யேவமாதீனி அபி கர்மாணி இதராஶ்ரம பிரசித்தானி வித்யோத்பத்தௌ சாதகதமானி அசங்கீர்ணானி வித்யந்தே. தியான தாரணாதி லக்ஷணானி ச. Until then, we'll see. Then we can come back to the example. He says, Shankaracharya mentions, even following disciplines in life are as good as performing rituals. Following discipline also is a type of karma, because they are involved in our day-to-day activities. What are they? First, he says, brahmacharyam. We'll see a beautiful explanation of brahmacharyam later on. Now, we'll see brahmacharyam. Brahmacharyam is meant by the word celibacy. See, remaining a celibate is not a karma. But still, not doing something, but still it is a discipline. Any discipline followed also is taken to be a ritual, a karma. There are karma such as celibacy, then tapaha, austerities, satyavachanam, speaking the truth, shamaha, mastery over emotions, damaha, mastery over one's activities, ahimsa, mastery over one's activities means mastery over one's organs of action, sense organs, indriya nigraha, then ahimsa, non-hurting, iti ஏவமாதீனி. இதி ஏவமாதீனி மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆல் தீஸ், ஆல் த ஃபாலோயிங் திஸ் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் சச் ஆஸ் செலிபசி, ஆஸ்திரிட்டி, ஸ்பீக்கிங் த ட்ரூத், மாஸ்திரி ஓவர் இமோஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் நான் ஹர்டிங் எக்ஸெட்ரா அண்ட் சோ ஆன். ஏவமாதீனி அபி கர்மாணி which are the most helpful means of okay, no, and so on, which are well known in other ashramas. Itara ashrame prasiddhani karmani. Itara ashrame. Itareshu ashrameshu prasiddhani karmani. Or itara ashrame prasiddhani karmani. Following these disciplines, which constitute karma, also very well known, prasiddhani. Prasiddhani in other ashramas, well known in other ashramas. And they also, what do they do? It is said, vidya utpattau sadhaka tamani. Vidya utpattau, locative case, vidyayaha utpattau. In production of the jnanam, in rising of the knowledge, sadhaka tamani. See, sadhak, make a note, sadhanam means a means. Sadhakam, that which helps you to attain, a means. Sadhanam, sadhakam mean the same. Okay, sadhanoti anena iti sadhanam, sadhakam. Sadhayati anena iti sadhakam. Adayat chehiradu indalakpere sadhakam. That which makes you accomplish is called sadhakam. So sadhakataram means what? Better means. Okay? And sadhakam helpful means sadhakataram. More helpful means sadhakatamam, most helpful means sadhakam, sadhakataram, sadhakatamam. Okay, so here sadhakatamam karma one, sadhakatamani karmani many. See, sadhakatamam karma, yesterday only taught in Sanskrit class, yallingam yadvachanam. Hope you remember this. Adjective agrees with the noun in number, gender and case form. Sadhakatamam karma, sadhakatamani karmani. Most helpful karma, most helpful karmas. Sadhakatamani karmani. He says, most helpful in what? In the rising of knowledge, in attainment of knowledge. Vidya utpattau. Jnanathinudaya thondrudalil. உதவிகரமாக இருப்பவை வித்யாயாஹா உற்பத்தௌ சாதக தமானி கர்மாணி. தோஸ் கர்மாஸ் விச் ஆர் மோஸ்ட் ஹெல்ப்ஃபுல் இன் தி ரைசிங் ஆர் கெய்னிங் ஆர் ப்ரொடக்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஞானம். ஓகே, அசங்கீர்ணானி. சி, சங்கீர்ணானி மீன்ஸ் அடல்டரேட்டட். அசங்கீர்ணானி அன்அடல்டரேட்டட், பியோர் unadulterated, most helpful karmas in gaining the jnanam, or well known in other ashramas also. What are they? Brahmacharyam, tapaha, satyavachanam, shamaha, damaha, ahimsa, ityeva madini, itara ashrama prasiddhani, சாதகதமானி அசங்கீர்ணானி கர்மாணி வித்யா உற்பத்தௌ வித்யந்தே. வித்யந்தே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சந்தி. வித்யந்தே, சந்தி, வர்த்தந்தே மீன் த சேம். ஓகே, மேக் அ நோட். வித்யா நாலெட்ஜ், பட் ஹியர் வித்யந்தே இஸ் ஆப்னே பதம், இருக்கின்றன. வித்யந்தே இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு வர்த்தந்தே. Vartante is equal to santi, irikind, or there are vidyante. If you take vidyante, or there, what are they? Karmani santi. Kirdushani karmani santi. Sadhak asankirnani karmani santi. Unadulterated pure karmas are there. What are they? Sadhaka tamani, most helpful. Most helpful. What are they? Itarashrama prasiddhani, most helpful karmas, which are also unadulterated. and which are well known in other ashramas also, and which are most helpful in raising of jnanam, such as ahimsa, dhamaha, shamaha, etc. Okay. He adds, the vidyante should go last. If you want to make a proper sentence, like our kindergarten sentence, we put the vidyante last. Okay. Then, dhyana dharanadi lakshananicha. So, first having mentioned all the disciplines, Shankaracharya said, they're all asankirnani, unadulterated, pure, and most helpful, well known in other ashramas. Not only they are there, look at this, dharanam, other disciplines, mental disciplines in terms of dharanam. So, first of all, placing the attention repeatedly in an object of focus is called dharanam. It's a mental discipline. Then, dhyanam, repeatedly bringing the attention which goes away from the object back to the object again and again is called dhyanam. So, dhyanam, dharanam, they're all mental disciplines. And dharanadi lakshanani. Okay, so there are other disciplines characterized by meditation, holding attention, etc. And they're also there, vidyante. Okay, now how will you say they're all there? Only you think only Agnihotram, only rituals such as Agnihotram are the rituals? No. Of course, Agnihotram should be performed only by a grihastha. There are many other rituals which we perform only by a grihastha. Suppose even if a person is not a grihastha, a person who is relatively more mature can take to another ashrama. He can avoid the grihastha ashrama duties. And even if he is not prepared, even as a sannyasi, even as a vanaprasthi, still he has his own other duties which he can do, perform. Thereby he can prepare his mind for jnanam. So other ashrama duties, other disciplines to be followed by people of all ashramas. See, all these disciplines should be followed not only by grihastha ashrama. People of all ashramas should follow these disciplines. Okay? Disciplines.
So, what's the difference between dhyanam and dharanam?
Dharanam is holding the attention on placing the attention of the mind on object is called dharanam. And once you place, attention will go away. Whenever it goes back, bringing the attention back to the object again and again is called dhyanam. Okay. Dharanam means manasaha dharanam. Placing the attention of the mind on the object is dharanam. When the mind goes away, mind will go away. Bringing it back again and again is called dhyana. So disciplines characterized by these disciplines, they're also there. Therefore, he says, so how should you take it now? You take like this. Brahmacharyam, tapaha, satyavacharam, shamaha, damaha, ahimsa, ityevamadini. Itarashrama prasiddhani, dhyana dharanadi lakshanani, sadhakat asankirnani, sadhakatamani, karmani, vidya utpattau vidyante. This is our sentence. Okay? Hope you made it. Vakshyati cha tapasabram avijignyasasva. Tapasabram avijignyasasva. I tell you, the most enjoyable Upanishad is Taittiriya Upanishad. You know why? You can learn all the mantras, memorize the mantras easily because swaras are there. Tapasa brahma vijignyasasva. So vakshyati cha. Shankaracharya says, vakshyati is a future tense verb. Vadati says, vakshyati will say. Upanishad is going to say cha and vakshyati. Is going to say Taittiriya Upanishad later on is going to say in third section or the second section, in the third chapter, second section, fifth mantra is going to be said. What? Tapasa Brahma Vijignyasasva. May you have a desire to know Brahman by tapas. The word tapas means enquiry in this context. So enquiry, okay? This also Upanishad is going to say. So tapas is going to be prescribed as a discipline to become qualified for the doubt-free clear knowledge. Therefore, only karmas prescribed for the Grihastashrama alone are not required for mental purification, mental preparation. Therefore, you cannot say Grihastashrama itself is enough. Grihastashrama, only Grihastashrama one can perform karma, one can become qualified for jnanam, one has to remain a Grihastashrami to do karma, other ashramas are not necessary. All that you cannot say. This is Shankaracharya's answer. Is it clear now? There are also karmas characterized by meditation and holding off a given thought for a length of time and so on. Shruti will later say, may you seek to know Brahman through tapas. Okay. Nahi agnihotradhi. Agnihotradinyeva karmani, agnihotra, etc. alone are not the only karmas. This is a very important vakyam of defense for us. This is a very important vakyam, sentence of defense, vakyam, sentence of defense for us. There are many forms of karma that can do duritakshayam. Duritakshayam is what? Destruction of papam. Destruction of sins. There are many karmas, many forms of karma that can destroy the sins. That can do duritakshaya. That can do duritakshayam, that can destroy the sins. Which karma will do the job for a given, which karma will do the job for a given person? Which karma will do the job for a given person depends on the disposition of a person. See, whether Agnihotram will contribute, whether meditation will contribute, whether japa will contribute. So which karma will help a person for a given person depends upon disposition of a person. Somebody can sing his way to moksha. Saint Tyagaraja and others sang all the way to moksha. Just because another person got moksha through singing, if you start doing the same thing, it may not work. You cannot do the same thing. You need not do the same thing. There are many ways of duritakshaya. See, you need a disposition, the very important line, okay? See, what is that which contribute for preparing one's mind for jnanam depends upon the disposition of a person. I remember Swamiji used to tell in the class, if Tyagaraja, he opened his eyes, he saw only Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. So for him it is possible. We are all ordinary people. We cannot do, Tyagaraja sang only all things singing of Rama, so he attained moksha. Let me also sing. That is a very natural disposition. Janmantra samskara, how many janmas he must have lived, what sort of a life to have mind of Tyagaraja. That is very important. That is why very important line is depends on, see, which type of a discipline should be followed by a given person depends upon the disposition of a person. Make a note of it. Okay, somebody can sing his way to moksha. Saint Tyagaraja and others sang all the way to moksha. Just because another person got moksha through singing, if you start doing the same thing, it may not work. You cannot do the same thing. You need not do the same thing. There are many ways for duritakshayam. Duritakshayam means what? Kshayaha. Means destruction.
Swamiji, why does it say you can sing your way to moksha? Why? I know it says at the end, there are many ways for duritakshaya.
That is why I said disposition of the person. This depends upon the disposition of a person. See, singing means not simply singing bhajans. People should not take it seriously. See, Tyagaraja was always meditative. It's not simply singing. It's not just singing. Tyagaraja's mind was completely different. Mental disposition, you have to take it account. If that is the path, means everybody who's sitting in the whole day in bhajan, they all must become jnanis overnight. It's all the mind. Okay. You have to see where the option is. See, in Tamil, we had Abhirami Bhattar, you know. For him, even he on another day, he said, every day he said, I see the moon. And he was punished. He was told, come on, show me the moon. Then others will be killed. And he sang. Whomever he saw as Devi. It's a mental disposition, completely evolved minds. They may be ajnanis, still highly evolved minds. So this depends upon the level of preparation, already how evolved a person is mentally. Highly evolved ajnani is also there. Raw-headed ajnani is also there. There's difference. Okay. You have to see where the option is. And where there is no option, where there is no option. And see it all the way. You cannot ask for an option where it is not available. If you want to see color, you have to use your eyes. You cannot say, I do not want to be fanatic. I want to see color by some other means. Knowledge is not open to option. It is as true as the object. See, jnanam. Vastu jnana tantram. I'll explain it later. Jnanam is not open to option. It is as true as the object. Means of knowledge also, means of knowledge are also not open to option at a given time and place. Sometimes you have to infer. You are in a forest, you see animal droppings and infer the presence of elephants. You see the footprints and infer the presence of tigers. At this time and place, anumana is the only means available. Anumanam means what? Inference. If you say, I will not believe it, I have to see the tiger to know its presence, you will not survive to know. You do not believe that there are tigers. It is knowledge. Where anumanam is a means of knowledge, you have no other means of knowledge. Of course, it is available for protection. That is why I said at this time and place, inference alone can operate. You have no choice. It is a valid means of knowledge. Where protection does not operate, anumanam operates. Pratyaksha means perception. Anumanam, inference. So where perception does not operate, anumanam, inference operates. Where pratyaksha, anumana, anupalabdhi and all these do not operate. Shruti Pramanam in the form of words operates. Make a line, make a note of that line. Where pratyaksham, perception, anumanam, inference, anupalabdhihi, absence, and all these do not operate. You can include even upamanam, everything also. These do not operate. Shruti pramanam in the form of words operates. Therefore, in pramanam there is no option. In knowledge also there is no option. In karma, there is possibility of option. See, very beautifully Swamiji tells, this is the portions, this is very brilliant, you can see Swamiji's vision, unfoldment. Very clear, you cannot find these things anywhere else. You go and buy any book. One thing is it could have been eight a little better, that's all. But a lot of things Swamiji gives very clearly. In karma, there is possibility of option. If you have to draw the attention of someone, you can clap, you can whistle, you can call him by his name and so on. What is achieved by one karma can be achieved by some other karma also. This is because karma anekatva. There are various types of karma. Bhashyakara points out karmas. Bhashyakara points out karmas available in other ashramas that can neutralize upatta duritam. Upatta duritam means what? Accumulated papams. Like the Agnihotradi Karmani in Grastashrama. So Agnihotradi Karmani prescribed for Grastashrama, they can also contribute for neutralizing the papams. So also other karmas. Bhashyakara points out karmas available in other ashramas. They also, that can neutralize the upata duritani. Like the Agnihotra karmas in Grastashrama. So brahmacharyam is serving. Now he's going to explain now. See, they're all beautiful small tips, notes. You can make the small notes like brahmacharyam. What is brahmacharyam? Brahmacharyam is serving the teacher in a gurukulam. I make a Sanskrit name. Okay? Brahmacharyam is serving the teacher in a gurukulam. Doing daily adhyayanam of Vedaha and doing nitya karma and so on. Tapaha, austerity is of many types, like walk tapas, mastery over speech and so on. It implies japaha, mental chanting, and in every vratam, there is some japaha involved. Eating certain types of food like fruits and vegetables alone is tapaha. Jain monks walk on barefoot only. They do not eat after sunset. They avoid roots like potatoes, etc. because they have to be brought out of the earth. In the process, some insects will be killed. In tapas, there is always certain discipline. It's all tapas, okay? You must understand the spirit behind the tapas. Don't argue why they don't eat the potatoes, why I should not eat, why they eat. It's not a problem. Don't stretch the things. Just understand the spirit behind following certain disciplines. In Corona times, we are given only predators. What will you do? Nothing is available in this course. We have no choice. That is not a question here. What I'm saying is, understand the spirit behind what is being said. Satyavachanam is speaking truth. It is deliberate, will-based, because a lie has already occurred in the head to tell. But by the time it comes to your tongue, you have changed by your will. Therefore, it becomes an action. See, it's very subtle teaching. Hope you understand it. Satyavachanam is speaking truth. It is deliberate, will-based, because a lie has already occurred in the head to tell. But by the time it comes to your tongue, you have changed by your will. Therefore, it becomes an action. Shamaha, resolving emotions inside, is a project. It is Atma project. One has to resolve various emotions by processing. It's a very important lesson. It is for the whole jagat, I tell you. Everybody has to take on emotions. One has to resolve various emotions by processing. Damaha is mastery over activities, and it is also will-based. The hands and legs of some people will always be doing something or the other, fidgeting, without any purpose. Some people talk with hand movements and gestures that have nothing to do with what they say. By the time the class is over, there are 25 knots in the dhoti or sari of a listener. These are all lack of damaha. I remember Swamiji mentioning once this example. One person went to Lord Buddha and he was sitting in front of him, continuously moving his thighs. He was like this, moving like this. And then he asked, is it possible for me to see God? He said, why is your thigh moving like this? Oh, sorry, I didn't know. You don't even know that your thigh is moving continuously, and then you want to know God. First of all, you must be conscious of what your body is doing. You know, people, when they're talking on phone, how many people scribble? They have to have a pen and paper to scribble. By the time they finish the phone conversation, they would have finished, they can see how much they have scribbled on the notebook. It's all lack of damaha. Swamiji calls it some sort of mental restlessness, mental problem, this mental disturbance. So some people talk with hand movements and gestures that have nothing to do with what they say. By the time the class is over, there are 25 knots in the dhoti or sari of a listener. These are all lack of damaha. They should go to a Zen monastery to pick up alertness in actions. One requires cultivating damaha. With respect to the tongue, there is a two-way damaha, eating and talking. Will-based restraints from doing something is action. Look at Bhashyakara. He presents all these as karma. These are all sannyasa dharma and brahmacharya dharma also. The attitudes are to be cultivated by doing something. Look at Bhashyakara. He presents all these karma. All these as karma. These are all sannyasa dharma and brahmacharya dharma also. The attitudes are to be cultivated by doing something. You have to act as though you have them. You fake it and make it. The Swamiji is again another well-known expression. You fake it and make it. In Brahmacharya Ashrama, there are karmas like Sandhya Vandanam, including Gayatri Japaha. See, after Upanayanam, from the day of Upanayanam, the child is supposed to do Gayatri Japaha and Sandhya Vandanam 3 times a day. Sandhya Vandanam is a ritual to be done by every brahmachari from the day of his Upanayanam, every day 3 times. Even in India, people are not doing. Not many. So, Sandhya Vandanam, 3 kalam. He had to do 3 times a day. And they also have to chant Gayatri Japa, Gayatri Mantra Japa 108 times, 3 times a day. Okay. In Sanya, that is a Brahmacharya Ashrama duty. In Sanyasa Ashrama, there are certain Japaha, etc. These are covered by the word Adini. Adini means what? And so on, etc. Mudaliyana. Adini. Tamil Mudaliyana. And so on, when we say etc. So these are all covered by Adi, the word Adini. All the karmas mentioned here are Itara Ashrama Prasiddhani. Well, very well known in other ashramas, that is Brahmacharyam and Sannyasa Ashrama. These karmas are helpful in Duritakshaya so that knowledge can take place when you listen to Shastra Pramanam. Not only that, they are Sadhaka Tamani. They are the most helpful karmas for knowledge. They are also Asankirnani, unconnected to Srauta karmas like Agnihotram. They are also Asankirnani, unconnected, unadulterated. Means what? They are not connected to Srauta karmas, means Shruti ordained karmas. Like Agnihotram. They are independent of Srauta karmani. Not an anga of them. Angam means not part of them. See, these disciplines which Shankara Bhagavatpada has enumerated as the disciplines and etc., which are karmas which are to be followed by people of other ashramas, they are not connected to any of the rituals prescribed in the Shruti. Therefore, Asankirnani, they are not part of them, they are not part of Vedic rituals. These disciplines are not part of Vedic rituals. They are independent of the Shrauta karmas and not an Anga of them, not part of them. Anga means part, not part of them, not part of the Karmakanda rituals. So that one can follow them freely. There are also Dhyana Dharanadi Lakshanani, actions like Dhyana and Dharana. Dharanam will increase one's attention span. Dharanam will increase one's attention span and the capacity to hold a topic in one's mind with all different vikalpas. What can Dharanam do? You must remember here. Dharanam will increase one's attention span and it will increase the capacity to hold a topic in one's mind with all different vikalpas, viewpoints. Vikalpas means differences with different viewpoints. And then look at them together. Dhyanam, meditation is a mental action. These are Yoga Shastra Prasiddha Karmani. Yoga Shastra Prasiddha Karmani. Actions that are well known in the Yoga Shastram. and are more effective and are more effective result wise. So you cannot say that karmas like Agnihotram alone are helpful in knowledge, helpful in gaining knowledge. Later in the third chapter, the Shruti will say, Tapasa Brahma Vijignyasasva. Tapasa Brahma Vijignyasasva. By tapas, you maintain your desire to know Brahman. By tapas, you maintain your desire to know Brahman. Tapas here is not Agnihotradi karma. It is not nothing to do with ritual. It is a general term for any religious or spiritual discipline. Without religiosity, like some puja or japaha, there is no tapas. Again, make a note for people who only say no ritual is important. Without religiosity, like some puja or japaha, there is no tapas. Otherwise, it becomes tapas of an asuraha, demon. Got it? Very important line. Make a note of it. People are given without puja, japaha, any discipline a person practices, becomes what? Ravana was a great tapasvi. Hiranyakashipu was a great tapasvi. My God, all of the demons are also highly religious, highly tapasvis. But there's no Bhagavan there. Therefore, even any scientific people who are so much given to the scientific researchers and all that, without faith in Bhagavan, it's also sort of asuric. That's what contributes for corona such things. Without religiosity, like some puja or japaha, there is no tapas. Otherwise, it becomes a tapas of an asuraha, a demon. Another thing, even going along with you, that there is nothing like Agnihotradi karmas. Because you are doing them. And that is the most effective karma according to you. Still, you have to accept this possibility of one not entering the Grihasthashramaha. One not requiring to enter into the Grihasthashramaha. Clean teaching. Okay? Now, next.
Swamini, what is the meaning of anupaladhi?
Anupalabdhihi.
Yeah.
Absence. Let me tell you. Upalabdhihi means gain. Labdhihi is a feminine gender noun. Labdhihi. Labh dhatuhu. Labhate. Gains. Labh. There bha. Mahaprana. Labhate. Atmanepadi dhatuhu. Labh. Labhate. Gains. Noun form is labdhihi. Then you are changing the fourth bha into third bha. Labdhihi, gain. Labdhihi, gain. Adaidal. Upalabdhihi, also gaining. Unupalabdhihi, non-gaining. But here, upalabdhihi should be taken as availability. Presence. Upalabdhihi literally means availability. Okay. Attainability is called upalabdhihi. Upalabdhihi gain. Upalabdhihi means availability, attainability, which means presence. Upalabdhihi presence. Anupalabdhihi absence. You have to see many meanings there. Anupalabdhihi absence. Absence also is one of the six pramanams.
Thank you, Swami.
Swamiji.
Yeah.
What do you mean by not entering Grihastha Ashrama? The very final line.
Yeah. Now what he says, not entering the Grihastha Ashrama means without requiring to enter into Grihastha Ashrama. One does not require to enter into Grihastha Ashrama if a person is prepared. It's not compulsory for everyone. See, Grihastha Ashrama is compulsory for the majority of the people. But for very few people, Shastram does allow to skip the ashrama. Without requiring to enter into the Grihastha Ashrama, one can skip ashrama, straightway go from Brahmacharya to Sannyasa Ashrama. Or even a person who is already given to Grihastha Ashrama also, he can come out of Grihastha Ashrama and take to life of Sannyasa. If he is prepared mentally, adequately to live such a life. So Sannyasi also is not a jnani. Still an ajnani. A jnani, even if he is in sannyasi, even if he is not in sannyasa ropes also, he is a sannyasi. Vidvat sannyasi. But the sannyasi also, is the society looks at, Shastra looks at the person who is capable of being living a sannyasa life peacefully, happily, with the purposefully. Sannyasa ashrama one should take to only if a purpose is very clear. Only jnanam becomes the total, only end, then a person can take to life of sannyasa. Otherwise, one should not go to sannyasa at all. Definitely not. And Shastram does say, for everybody can attain jnanam, moksha, by doing one's own duties properly, by preparing one's mind for jnanam, one can attain moksha. It's not compulsory for everybody. At the same time, if there are people who are prepared already, there's no need for them to enter into Grihastha Ashrama. People who are already prepared can skip the Grihastha Ashrama without requiring to enter into Grihastha Ashrama. They can directly go to Sannyasa Ashrama. Whereas Purapakshi was saying, no, Sannyasa Ashrama is not at all necessary. Vanaprastha is not necessary. Only Grihastha Ashrama is necessary. Because he says, Shankaracharya said in the beginning, karma is an indirect means of attaining moksha, because karma prepares, contributes for preparing the mind. So then, what he says immediately, okay, one has to perform karma to prepare one's mind for jnanam, therefore other ashramas are not necessary. Leave them all. Only Grihastha Ashrama is important. That is where Shankaracharya is giving an answer. No, every ashrama has its own duties, and all these disciplines are general disciplines. They have nothing to do with Grihastha Ashrama karma or karmakanda karma, shauta karmas. They're completely unconnected. Asankirnani karmani. Even by following those disciplines, performing them also, a person can prepare his mind for jnanam. See, for the sake of mental preparation, one does not need to become a Grihastha. So Shastram does emphasize everybody should go through Grihastha Ashrama. Grihastha Ashrama is emphasized. At the same time, for few evolved people who are relatively more mature, they can skip the ashramas and they can take to a lifestyle where they can avoid more obligatory duties. He gives an appropriate answer. Okay. It is 12 o'clock for me. Should I stop now? Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti.